I'd like to do a little experiment today. And Tommy, you're going to help me. Tommy, come on up. Stand between the altar and the tabernacle. Tommy's one of our faithful servers. And I want you to face the tabernacle. Okay, Tommy? Before Mass, I was talking to Tommy. I said, Tommy, is there a phrase that you often hear your dad saying to you? Like, Tommy something. He's like, yes. He said, the phrase he hears often is, Tommy, turn off your video games. So here's the deal, Tommy. You're going to hear the voices of three strangers and one of the voices and a voice of your dad. And I'm going to see if you can pick out which of the voice is from your dad. Can you just nod your head? Does that make sense? Okay, good. So the phrase you're going to hear a couple times is, Tommy, turn off your video games. But I'm going to need the help of a few strangers, too. So here's voice number one, Tommy. Tommy, turn off your video games.
Tommy, turn off your video games.
Okay, that was voice number one. Let's go with voice number two.
Tommy, turn off those video games.
Okay, that was voice two. Here comes voice number three.
Thomas, turn off those video games.
And voice number four.
Ugh, Tom, turn off your video games.
Okay. Tommy, I want you to turn around and come up front here. All right, you heard four different voices. Three were strangers, one was your dad. Voice one, voice two, voice three, voice four. Which was the voice of your dad?
Voice three.
That's correct. Give Tommy a round of applause. Have a seat. Good job, Tommy. In the gospel today, we heard Jesus say this. The shepherd walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. How was Tommy able to discern his father's voice from the voice of strangers? Well, because all throughout his life, he's heard that voice. His whole life has been immersed in that voice, speaking to him. And so without any difficulty, he can easily distinguish the voice of his dad from the voice of strangers. Today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. It's always the fourth Sunday of Easter when we read a section of John chapter 10 where Jesus talks about being our shepherd. And here in that passage today, again, he says that his sheep hear his voice, recognize his voice, and they don't follow strangers because they don't recognize their voices. Jesus wants us to recognize his voice because we live in a world in which many voices are trying to speak to us. Many voices are trying to get us to believe things and do things. And some of those voices are trying to get us to believe things that are not true or do things that are not good. The voice of the shepherd, however, the voice of Jesus, always speaks the truth and always encourages us and invites us to do what is good. Practically, though, how do I begin to recognize the voice of the shepherd? Well, again, as Tommy grew up his whole life surrounded by the voice of the shepherd, I too must immerse myself in the voice of the shepherd. Again, practically, how do I do that? One of the best ways is right here in my hand. The scriptures. The Bible is the inerrant, infallible word of God. It is the voice of the shepherd. And the more I come to know the voice of the shepherd, the more I can distinguish the voice of strangers. For example, this is how it works. When I hear a voice that says, there is no God, It's all a bunch of just made up fairy tales. I know when I hear that, that's the voice of a stranger, because the voice of the shepherd says in Psalm 14, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And I don't want to be a fool. Or when I hear a voice say, God's commandments, God's laws, those are old-fashioned. You don't have to follow those. Get with the times. I know that's the voice of a stranger, because the voice of the shepherd says in Psalm 119, blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk by the law of the Lord. When I hear a voice say, it's no big deal if you don't go to Mass on Sunday, I know that's the voice of a stranger, because the voice of the shepherd says in Exodus chapter 20, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. And in Hebrews chapter 10, we should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another. When I hear a voice say to me, Holy Communion, the Eucharist, that's just a symbol. It's not really the body and blood of Christ. I know that's the voice of a stranger, because the voice of the shepherd says in John chapter 6, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. And then in Matthew 26, the shepherd says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and giving it to his disciples said, take and eat, this is my body. When I hear a voice say something like, sitting in silent prayer is a waste of time. Why would you ever go to adoration? It's so boring. When I hear that voice, I go, that's the voice of a stranger. Because I know the voice of the shepherd says in Lamentations chapter 3, the Lord is good to those who trust in him, to the one that seeks him. It is good to hope in silence. It is good to hope in silence for the Lord's deliverance. When I hear a voice from our world today, which I sadly hear all the time these days, that gender is some fluid concept and there are dozens and dozens of different genders, I go, no, that's the voice of a stranger. Because the voice of the shepherd says in Genesis chapter 1, God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. When I hear a voice say, you know, it really doesn't matter how you live your life. Pretty much everybody goes to heaven anyway, as long as you're not like Hitler or something. When I hear that, I go, no, that's the voice of a stranger. Because the voice of the shepherd says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, do you not know that the unjust will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, idolaters, nor adulterers, nor boy prostitutes, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. When I hear a voice say, you don't have to be in a state of grace to receive Holy Communion, you know, anybody could receive Holy Communion, what's the big deal? I know that's the voice of a stranger, because the voice of the shepherd says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily will have to answer for the body and blood of the Lord. When I hear a voice that says, God has abandoned you, God is not with you, I know that's the voice of a stranger. Because the voice of the shepherd in Matthew 28 says, behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. When I hear a voice say to me, you're such a sinner, God would never forgive you, he just wants to condemn you, I know that's the voice of a stranger. Because the voice of the shepherd says to me in John chapter 3, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And when I hear a voice say, God doesn't love you, God doesn't really care about you, I know that's the voice of a stranger, because the voice of the shepherd says in Isaiah 43, you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. How did Tommy know the voice of his father from the voice of strangers? Because his whole life has been immersed in the voice of his father. We too, as followers of Christ, must immerse ourselves in the words of our Father, the words of our Lord, the words of our Shepherd, in the Holy Scriptures, so that we can discern the voice of strangers and the voice of the Shepherd. Real quick, practically, how do we do that? How do we come to know the Scriptures better? Lots of ways. Number one, study the Bible. We offer Bible studies here every single year, multiple of them. Come to a Bible study sometime. There's also tons of resources online, podcasts. There's that great Bible in a Year podcast. It's been tremendously successful, getting thousands, millions of people to listen to the Scriptures, to understand them more. Second way to immerse myself in the Scripture is the Liturgy of the Hours, the official prayer of the church. All the Liturgy of the Hours is Scripture. Morning prayer, evening prayer, night prayer, it's all Scripture. Just immersing yourself in it by praying the Liturgy of the Hours from time to time. Or then thirdly, very simply, just read. Read the Scriptures. If you've never read all four Gospels all the way through, that's a great place to start. Just start with one chapter. Before you go to bed at night, just read one chapter a night. It sometimes takes like 2 minutes to read a chapter. One chapter a night. You'll be done in no time. The four Gospels. There are many voices that are trying to speak to us. How do I discern the voice of strangers from the voice of the Good Shepherd? I have to immerse myself in His Word, in His voice, so I might come to know it more and more. Let's ask for that grace today, that we could come to love the Scriptures deeper and deeper, so that we might truly discern the voice of the Shepherd.